Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The White House is denying that the president has lost faith in his top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yesterday, the president retweeted a supporter who said, "Fire Fauci," using the hashtag Fire Fauci that's popular in conservative circles. That was after Fauci went on CNN and was asked if the U.S. got a late start in responding to COVID-19.
What goes into those kinds of decisions is complicated, but you're right. I mean, obviously, if we had right from the very beginning shut everything down, it may have been a little bit different. But there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then.
So there is that. And also this afternoon, Bernie Sanders endorsed Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is here. Mara, you told us earlier today this was the first time you could think of that the president retweeted that hashtag Fire Fauci. The tweeter was saying Fauci also downplayed the virus, so isn't one to talk about pushback. But what is the White House saying about speculation that Trump may be pushing Fauci out?
Well, they're denying it, even though that was pretty controversial for him to retweet that hashtag. But he, White House spokesman said today, this media chatter is ridiculous. President Trump is not firing Dr. Fauci. And he went on to say Dr. Fauci has been and remains a trusted advisor to President Trump. So there had never been any indication before that the president was tiring of Fauci, or he was, jealous of the fact that Fauci has much higher approval ratings than he does. You know, Dr. Fauci has become the gold standard for public health advice. He has tremendous credibility. New Yorker magazine called him the most trusted man in America. And, firing him would have been really problematic for the president. And we've never gotten any indication up until now that the president might be souring on him. So it sounds like official White House line, they're keeping him on board and they don't have a problem with him.
Well, and of course, blaming the media, but it was President Trump who did tweet out somebody
saying— Yes, and
saying,
he will be asked about that tonight at the briefing, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, and tomorrow the president is expected to announce a second task force focused on reopening parts of the economy. So who is he listening to, Fauci or his friends who are business leaders?
He's listening to both. But remember, the president said he wanted the economy to open on Easter Sunday, and then he backed away. So he has been taking the advice of the public health experts like Dr. Fauci. That being said, he understands that you can't keep an economy in a medically induced coma forever. He's getting a lot of advice from his economic advisors, also from his business friends, as you said, to open up the economy. He said many times the cure can't be worse than the problem. But he also understands that you can't open up too soon, because then people will get sick, and that will hurt the economy, too.
Well, Mar, we only have half a minute here, but Bernie Sanders endorsing Joe Biden in a split-screen video at Joe Biden's town hall, pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful. It tells you that the Democrats are unifying more easily and earlier than they did in 2016 or even 2008.
But, of course, it might be obscured by all the news about whether or not the president is going to fire Fauci because he retweeted that he, might.
That's okay. The endorsement isn't what's important. It's whether Sanders can bring along his supporters.
Mara Liasson, national political correspondent for NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.